All right. And the other thing, now, when we're talking about this, this is the one thing that just came up that I hear a lot, and I'm assuming that you hear it a lot. You know, we talk about the guidance from the youth sports guidance from the state in terms of what is required through the protocol, mask usage for basketball game. Now, this is me, you know, getting a phone call here at the radio station. Well, I see those kids, they're playing basketball, but you know, most of them, they're not even wearing the mask the right way. You know, I see the pictures people take.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I, you know, the question is then, what, you know, there hasn't been any repercussions for that, and I don't know how that can be policed, but I was thinking about, okay, the state tournament happens, the same protocols are in place, you know, as you explained, maybe it will change, but like State Farm Center required to show proof of vaccination, negative test, and then also, you know, required to wear a mask. So, is there a penalty for not doing it the right way? Like an on-court game penalty for a kid where a referee says, you're not wearing a mask the right way, so this is a technical foul or this is an infraction? And I've even been said, you know, there's been some people that have said to me, have you watched some of the officials work games this year? And I'm like, well, yeah. There's some guys that aren't wearing masks or not wearing the right way when they officiate. Now, I don't know if this is beyond IHSA purview, but I'm assuming that you hear some of that stuff.
Oh, sure. We've heard those comments consistently throughout the year. And the position that our board of directors has taken and then our office has shared with schools is that really the manner in which students are wearing their masks is really something we expect that our member schools are going to control. And so we hope, I mean, we don't know, but we hope that, you know, school leaders have talked to coaches and players about, you know, their expectations for properly wearing their masks. I think when they don't, it raises the possibility that there could be some spread amongst their teams. I mean, we have no idea if the number of pauses or games lost by players has anything to do with wearing masks properly or not. But to your question, the responsibility and the onus on the players and coaches wearing their masks correctly has fallen to the schools. From the officiating standpoint, we've also heard the same. We've communicated to schools and to officials that schools need to set their expectations with officials and let them know that masks need to be worn. Officials have been asked to, you know, I'll use the word investigate what a school's policies are going to be before they go there. I think, unfortunately, there have been some officials who have maybe felt they were above those kinds of things. I hope that's not the case, but, you know, we worry that that's happened in some instances. All we know is that as we get into the postseason, our expectation is that officials, which is the one area we do have some purview over, because if officials don't want to comply with that request, then, you know, we'll have to decide in our office, you know, how long into the tournament some of those folks might work. I think by and large, officials are going to do a good job with this. So I'm not trying to, you know, sound the death knell here by any stretch of the imagination. But the point is, you know, officials who want to work late in our tournament will comply and wear their masks. So the games I've been to this year, officials have been wearing masks, so maybe I've just been lucky. I don't know, but we've certainly heard the other side of the story as well, and, you know, seen no shortage of pictures of players and coaches and officials either not wearing masks or not wearing them correctly.
So, in terms of like an on-court penalty, though, like,
yeah,
what I'm
there's
saying,
no on-court penalty.
So
yeah.
that would never happen. Like, because one person said, "Well, wait till the state tournament rolls around and a kid's not wearing it the right way, then they're going to be assessed something." And during the regular season, they didn't assess it, but now because it's the state tournament,
no, that's not going to happen.
Okay,
that's not going
to
happen.
It's just going to be, you got to wear it the right way potentially, or you're going to have to leave the court. It'd be like an equipment issue.
Continue. Yeah. No, we haven't even really gotten to that point. We talked a little bit about that internally. But we didn't end there. So it just continues to be, you know, communication from our office to our schools about the importance of the school setting the right expectation for folks wearing their masks. But, you know, there aren't any penalties associated with that of any kind.